As they have since 1992, the New York-based group Pastors for Peace is again sending a caravan of goods, medical supplies, and other aid to Cuba this summer. On Saturday, that caravan made a stop in Ybor City. The Ybor stop has been a traditional one over the years. Local activist Mauricio Vasquez kicked off the event.
The caravan idea is basically to give solidarity to our brothers and sisters in Cuba. And in the meantime, it becomes a civil disobedience since the U.S. government for about 50 years having allowed the people from the United States to travel to Cuba. In that way, obviously taking away one of their civil rights.
More than 100 pastors will make the pilgrimage in cars, vans, and trucks. The caravan itself starts in Canada each summer, goes to the southeast, and will end up in Texas later this month. From there, they'll cross the border into Mexico, pack the cargo onto a ship, and then fly over to meet the ship in Cuba. 86-year-old Al Arteaga lived in pre-Castro Cuba and has participated himself in several caravans. He says it's an arduous but enjoyable experience.
Those caravans, they make a man out of somebody and a woman, because it's not an easy thing. It's rough. But I know it's rough. You can sleep whatever you can, sometimes in some people's house, eat whatever you can. In other words, it's not a vacation, okay? That's not a vacation. And that's why, even if it maybe be a little thing or more or less, that I may not be agree with the caravana, but I do agree 100% that they do a wonderful job.
About 15 people were present at Saturday's event, which was held at Jose Marti Park in Ybor City. Activist Michael Canny, who was part of the group Cuba Vive, which originated in the 1990s, reminisced about the fact that previous caravan events were not able to be held inside Jose Marti Park.
It was very difficult. Well, actually, a lot of times it was outside the gates because we couldn't get into the park. Because the Brothers to the Rescue and the anti-Cuba groups had control over it, and they would come, they would turn out, sometimes a dozen of them would turn out with a bullhorn and scream and yell. Other times they would leave nasty signs out in the park and put padlocks on it so we couldn't get in, but we could read their slogans that they had for us. And so today it's nice to see only friendly faces here.
And Canny said he was at a similar event last weekend in Miami that went off without a hitch. It was the first Pastors for Peace event there since 1994.
Because there's been a climate of intimidation, and people basically were afraid that there would be violence, that there would be threats, that people would lose their jobs, but things have changed. And actually, we had only friendly faces in Miami, too, at this event. And even though it was publicized to the media, the address was actually published where the truck was being loaded and painted. And there's an article in the Miami Herald, if you want to go look it up. There were Miami Herald reporters there. So I think Pastors for Peace broke a blockade in Miami this year.
This year's caravan is happening with somewhat of a thaw in relations between the U.S. and Cuba. In April, President Obama removed travel restrictions and changed policy to allow families to send unlimited funds to their relatives in Cuba. But the trade embargo continues. Again, Florida Green Party member Michael Canny.
Back in the 90s, nobody thought we'd still be doing this in 2009. We never dreamed that there would be another caravan every year. And here we are in 2009, and we still can't travel to Cuba legally unless we're a Cuban native and can jump through the hoops. But if you're a Canadian citizen, if you're from any other country, you can go to a travel agency, you can go to an airlines, buy a ticket, and go to Cuba, but we can't.
Chalky Irvin has been to Cuba twice on what he calls travel challenges. He mentioned that the property where Jose Marti Park stands was owned by Paulina Pedrosa around the turn of the 20th century, and where Cuban national hero Jose Marti headquartered his U.S. activities.
Jose Marti used to come into her house. She owned this whole block, this where this park is now. Black people own this house. Jose Marti, they tried to assassinate him in here in Tampa. He came here, studied all night long. Mr. Pedrosa stood outside the gate here. I don't think this gate was here. with a rifle to guard the life of Jose Marti.
Nancy Wright referenced slavery as she gave her support for those who have participated in previous caravans.
And I thank the people who have had the courage to make that trip, despite the fact that they've been threatened by the United States government. The same government that that does not allow us to travel is the same government that brought my people here in chains, brought my people to Cuba in chains, and then tell us we can't travel to visit one another.